settling into the space. And this is a gift to yourself, this body scan. So see this as an act of generosity. An offering to yourself of friendliness and space and gentleness and presence. And letting go into just this moment. There may be a tendency to, for the mind to move into planning, to move into wondering what if. And so just for this period of time, not having to follow those thoughts or impulses to do, and just to let being happen, just to live in this space of our bodies, lying here or sitting here and being present. Noticing how the breath breathes itself and you might feel the tingles of or beats or temperatures of our bodies, and that just happens by itself, so we don't need to make anything happen. However, we do have the capacity to direct our attention, this amazing experience of being conscious and of choosing to some degree how we interact with our experience. And so let's practice this. Let's practice this directing of attention by dropping the mind's eye into the left foot. We're just dropping down the leg and into the left foot and experiencing this left foot, just this. Breathing with the left foot. And noticing what arises from moment to moment, the fluctuations of experiencing, and seeing if whatever is arising can be met with a sense of friendliness. The greeting of your friend, the left foot. Listening. And moving to the ankle, just a sense of embracing with your mind the experience of this region of the body. Touching in. And touching in now to the lower leg, expanding from the ankle to take all of this region in into the center of awareness and gently attending, breathing with the lower leg. Letting go of the lower leg and bringing awareness to the knee, breathing with this knee. Remembering the body is always in the present moment. So by attending, connecting to the here and now, connecting to our own experience. Meeting any difficulties that we discover in our bodies with kindness, meeting any pleasant experiences with joy and gratitude, so we can meet each experience appropriately. And letting go of the knee and moving to the upper leg, upper left leg. And dropping out of the left leg and choosing to bring attention, if you will, into the right foot. So just gently ushering attention into the right foot and breathing with this foot now, one breath at a time. Now the right ankle, being present here. Gently shifting attention to the lower right leg. What's actually happening? What's the direct sensory experience here? including to any absences of sensation. So if there's nothing, what's the actual experience of nothing? Can that be connected to? So allowing space to be present as well as things happening in the space, sensations happening in the space. And moving to the right knee. So on an out-breath, letting go of the knee, and with an in-breath, breathing into the upper right leg. And seeing about resting here for a few moments, gently and steadily. So just being with the right upper leg now. And on an out breath, letting go of this part of the body. And bringing awareness to the middle of the body. So the area of the pelvis, hips, bottom, genitals, bladder, and letting these be experienced, and letting whatever happens here be noticed. I'm not trying to manipulate anything, just to receive the messages from this body as they are given. Attending with curiosity. So let's move now to our hands. Mindfulness of the hands. Maybe a 50-50 attention, a sense of receiving both hands, each receiving in an equality of awareness, and just letting the sensations from each come in, noticing how this is experienced, what it actually feels, or how it actually feels. Are you noticing tingling, or are you noticing cold, or are you noticing warm, or are you noticing dry? Are you noticing the touch of what your hands are resting on, and is that soft or hard or heavy or light? And breathing with the hands, a sense of staying present. Of riding the waves of experience here. Trusting that this is our practice. riding the waves of changing circumstance in our bodies here as a practice for cultivating this quality that can be lived. And letting go of the hands and bringing awareness to the forearms. Again, a 50-50 awareness of each forearm. Not needing to focus on one more than the other. Letting the arms be received in awareness. The elbows, being really interested in what's the experience of these elbows. Perhaps there's a sensitivity here, the so-called funny bone. Breathing with what we're finding. And letting go into the upper arms. The shoulders, what can be felt in the shoulders at the moment? Receiving any tensions without needing to fix them, just perhaps breathing with them and allowing our experience of them to be soft, be open, be allowing. Noticing what occurs as we give this space to whatever is coming up. And letting go of the shoulders and expanding now to awareness of the whole back. This whole landscape of the back with its own contours, its places of solidity and suppleness. There may be aches or pains or different temperatures. Just to survey openly, let the scene be surveyed without needing to focus on any particular region, just to feel to tune in to the back as it is, with an attitude of allowing. Moving from the back to the front of the body, to the front of our torsos, and to bring awareness to the sensations here, and maybe the moving of the abdominal muscles as breathing happens, the rising and falling of the chest with breathing. Just letting it all happen for now. Resting, nurturing ourselves in this space, this time of just being. And opening to the experience inside the upper body. We're dropping attention down into the belly, feeling the rhythm of breathing here. Maybe there are other sensations in the belly here, with the gurgles of digestion, or maybe there's some emotional tone or tightening that is here, or maybe a pleasurable sensation. So whatever's present, meeting it with mindful attention, going with the flow, not needing to fix or fight. And moving from here, moving the attention to the upper inside of the torso, so the area of the heart and the lungs. And just tuning in to the experience here and noticing what this is, this unique moment of life, and this part of you. Noticing it is just a part, not the whole, and yet by paying attention to it, the experience is specific to this place and our attending to it. Letting everything else drop into the background. There may still be thoughts going on, there may still be urges occurring, there may still be sounds around. That's all okay to be included in this background. And yet, by paying attention, we're choosing to some degree how we relate to what's here. Feeling the breath in this part of us. And with an out-breath, letting this part of the body fade into the background and bringing awareness to the neck region, and from this neck region opening up to the whole head. So a sense of expanding and including all sensations in the head. And it can be something of a feast of sensation here, with all of the sensory organs present. Eyes and ears and mouth and nose and skin. So a sense of choicelessly receiving all of the sense data as it comes. Without preferencing any particular part, just a feel. To let be. To breathe with this. Maybe noticing the sensations of breathing in at the nostrils. The weight of the head. And its contact with the ground if you're lying down. And staying with the senses in the head, so there may well be a locating of thoughts here as well. That's just letting those thoughts be background while the senses are opened to. Not needing to judge, and if judgments arise, just letting them be background. Not needing to be identified with them. As well as not trying to get rid of them. and from the head, expanding. Perhaps a sense of, with a few out-breaths, coming down from the head back into the torso and the arms, and slowly, with another out-breath, expanding as if we're just like a balloon inflating. We're just inflating our body with awareness. Gradually extending further down with another out-breath into the lower body, to the legs, the feet, until all of us is fully being experienced. Letting what comes our way come our way. So no correct experience to have. It's okay if you feel tense or bored or tired. It's okay if you feel relaxed, calm, peaceful, and all and any other states that visit this guest house of our body. It may be that the doing mode of our mind is activated by what's happening in our environment, or maybe our own inner tendencies to plan and worry, fight, avoid. And just for now, just for this moment, giving ourselves space to nurture, to rest, to recuperate by being, letting healing, which means wholeness, happen by itself, by letting mind and body be whole, be together. It's the experience of unifying and letting body and mind be. No pressure, no standard to reach, just this, just now, just here. So taking your time here, you don't have to rush up. So maybe to open the eyes and have a stretch first.